A long, long time ago, before white men came to the island, this story was told by the elders. The children were warned not to play with living things in the water.
Don't hurt any living thing. Don't treat them meanly.
And they were told over and over again.
Even the living things in the forest. Don't touch the birds' eggs. Don't touch their nests. And don't hurt the baby animals that you see. Higanth kinu, gamah tlagang, gam tlagang stung.
One day, when the tide was down, the two grandchildren were going down to the beach.
Now remember, don't touch any living thing that is in the sea. You must be careful.
And they ran down to the beach and into the water, running and playing until it was getting late and the sky grew darker.
Aji, come. Some food is ready for you.
But the children didn't listen and carried on playing.
Let's look for some shells or baby crabs.
Hey, watch me move this big rock.
No, watch me. My rock is bigger.
No, look at the crabs under my rock.
No, stop.
What?
Look at this.
What is it?
I think it's dead. Come on. Or maybe it's alive.
Go get a stick. Hurry up.
The two young boys had found a tiny octopus.
Ma, 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 ma. Hey, are you alive? Ma. Are you going to move?
Oh.
Howie, Mugidi. Ma. You're such a small baby octopus.
The longest us.
Can we eat you?
Hey, give me your stick. Ma.
Oh.
It's trying to get away. No, you stay here, little octopus. You can't go.
Don't let it get away. Kitla.
The two children poked and danced around the tiny octopus,
Ma. Ma.
Laughing and yelling.
Ma.
No peas at
Ma.
The lugging.
Ma.
Ma. Ma.
Get it.
Don't let it go.
Unclock a grim dung. Dushla.
Don't let it go.
But the children's grandmother had seen what was happening.
I told you not to touch anything that lives in the sea. Not any living thing. Stop doing that.
And as the children turned to look at their grandmother, the tiny octopus pulled itself away and escaped back into the water. He swam deep into the safety of his underwater home. His family lived in a village just like the human beings. Once there, the tiny octopus told them what happened.
It was two small human children. They had sticks and they laughed as they poked at me.
The octopus family was upset. The grandparents of the octopus, the grandfathers and uncles, the aunties and his parents, they were all very upset. They had a serious talk.
What can we do?
And they talked.
Let's bring them to the shaman.
And finally they came to a decision.
They're going to pay dearly for hurting our baby octopus.
Let's go.
It's time.
Let's go. We will go to war.
Now at this time, there was a shaman. They called him Saaga, and he had the gift of sight. He could see things ahead of time before anyone else. He looked into the ocean and he saw a large village under the water. And so he went to the longhouse to warn the people.
I've seen the octopus village under the water and is preparing for war. The family is upset with you. Soon the new will be here. You must take some siatin and fill in all the gaps between the wall planks, or the nu will blow it in Shaogen all over you.
And so the people did what Sahaga told them to do. They filled the walls of their house with siatin and made the cedar planks so tight that not even a strand of light could come through. And when the octopus family came, they could not get inside, and they couldn't blow their gintlathuskut into the longhouse. And so they lost the war and returned to their underwater village. In the longhouse, the chief of the village was thinking about what his two grandchildren had done. He was a wise chief, and he knew that his people never took more of the octopus than they needed to survive. But he knew his grandchildren had been disrespectful. So he invited everyone to a great feast, and because he was wise, he invited the entire octopus village as well. And even though they had lost the war, they came and they forgave each other.
This is how the story ends. This is how the story ends. It is a story that teaches you how to respect every living thing, even people. A good new
Ganu Klasugini.